Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Lee, a.k.a. Watson Lee, and I'm here with my boy, Jack.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs. And I'm here with my co-host Jeff, a.k.a. DJ Insta Jazz.
Insta Jazz.
Yo, I think we may be on Instagram Live right now.
I do not see you on Instagram Live.
It should take a second.
Yep, there it is.
You see it? We're on Instagram Live for the first time. We are on Instagram Live for the first time. Yes. Oh my God, yep. People are joining. We are on Instagram. Instagram Live for the first time.
So we got TikTok, Twitter or X, Instagram, our normal YouTube, and then we'll have this on all of our podcasts.
This is wild.
By tomorrow. Yep.
This is amazing. So yes, we are on all of these platforms. Look, people are joining. This is cool, man. All right. So what I need to do is I don't even need to go into full mode. For this.
I think you do need for TikTok at least.
I do need to do it for TikTok, but I won't be able to see all these comments. So make sure you tag them as they go up.
I got you.
All right, let's do this. All right, thank you everybody for joining our Salam Weekly episode. If I knew people were going to join, maybe we should have thought of a script or something for this.
We're just winging it today, everybody. Like, just fair warning.
I know. Today we're just winging it, but there's a lot of cool stuff happening. A lot of cool stuff in reality TV news. A lot of cool stuff in comic book news. So we can talk about it, man. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. One thing that I want to do, maybe next week we can do this. Let's do a re-ranking of all the Marvel shows. I feel like with the Marvel shows, after What If comes out, we could rank them all again. Because it's the end of the year, and we should have a new rating for like what is our favorite like Marvel TV show.
You know, are we not boycotting Marvel right now, or are we just pressuring them?
I think it's pressure. I don't know. We have to look at it. So I actually reached out to BDF to try to figure out what we're actually doing at the moment. So we're trying to figure out what the right course of action is. Should we be boycotting Marvel, or should we pressure them? Because they told us to pressure Disney and then boycott them for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but not in general. So we're trying to figure out what's the right course of action at the moment.
Okay.
So we'll figure that out. It'd be cool to get them on our show and actually talk to them and be like, hey, give us some clarity and some directions, because I think that would be really cool and really helpful to all of us.
Yeah, definitely. Having somebody from like BDS and all them, like, who actually makes decisions, make these decisions, would be really cool to have on here. We should amplify them. Like, we should be amplifying their voices. So yes, absolutely, we should get them on if we can.
They're very difficult to get a hold of, because there's no like one person. It's just like info@bdscommittee.com, and like, I'm sure they're like getting tons and tons of messages, right? So hopefully they can find our little message in the middle somewhere, and then we can kind of talk about that. So that'll be kind of cool.
But yeah, no. Otherwise, I'm just gonna say it right now, man. Miss Marvel is still probably number three for me.
Yeah.
WandaVision at number one, Loki at number two. So
yeah. So
I don't think my top three have changed at all.
I think we should bring on some guests and try to get a idea of like what everyone's kind of like into and what everyone's kind of doing. I think that'll be really, really cool.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, I was on the Phase Zero podcast and I got to do my rankings with them. So I have my rankings. I know which ones I like, which ones are super cool. But yeah, we're also going to try to give you an episode this week on Squid Games and hopefully Godzilla Minus One. I can't wait to talk about Godzilla Minus One. I think that's going to be so much fun.
It was so good. And I am so sorry we didn't do it on Thursday because I was unfortunately sick that day. Just not feeling well, so I could not come on. But yes, it was supposed to be done on Thursday, and I just couldn't do it. I do apologize for that.
How dare you get sick? I want to heard with your immune system. God damn it. How Amen. Dare they do that? No, Amen. No. I'm glad you're feeling better. So we get, I mean, the movie's not going anywhere. We got time. We got time. So Godzilla Minus Us, we'll get that done. Squid Games, we'll get that done. Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, we'll take that one too. So we got a few stuff coming out for you guys right now. So Scott Pilgrim's coming out, Godzilla, Squid Games, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do about Marvel. If we're going to continue to do What If, season 2 comes out December 22nd, and then Echo comes out in January. So we're going to see what we're going to do. Brown Boy Wonder says, for me, it's Loki, Miss Marvel, Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion.
We might just have to do a ranking episode, even if we are boycotting, because, like, you know, whatever happened in the past happened in the past. We can still rank that.
That is true. We can talk about the past, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. It's really difficult because, like, you know, if everyone's boycotting it, then who is there to critique it, right? Like, if they're doing a Captain America 4 and then...
Oh, no, that one's straight up boycott.
Yeah, that one is straight up boycott. But, like, we need to be able to also point out why it's wrong and why it's messed up, right? It's one of those things where, like, we got to let people know why we're boycotting it and why things are going bad. So I think that's important too. I think the why is also important. But you know, there's a lot of stuff to boycott right now. And if you are overwhelmed, my advice is to go to BDS. Can't go wrong there. There are a few non-BDS stuff that are getting really popular, which I believe is McDonald's and Starbucks, which is because of what they're doing to their union. So, honestly, Starbucks sucks, man. The only convenience Starbucks has is that they're fucking everywhere. Like, outside of that, I don't get the hype. I don't get the hype.
I'm with you there, man.
I would love nothing more than all of the Starbucks to go out of business, and there's nothing but mom and pop shops everywhere. There is there's an amazing cafe in New Jersey called Van Gogh's Ear, and it is incredible. It is such a cute place. It's a really cool date spot, and they have fun drinks, man. They have like banana hot chocolate. They got like orange hot chocolate. They got these fun flavors. Like, it's really, really good. And you don't get that kind of shit at like a Starbucks. Like, Starbucks is all like sugar and like unhealthy shit.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Which Van Gogh's ear?
I don't think they specify, but I assume it's the one that was cut off and he gave to a prostitute.
Ooh.
Van Gogh, that's my boy, yo. He was wild. He's like, I'm in love with a stripper. I'm going to cut off my ear and email that shit to her. He was wild, bro. Have you ever watched? You got to watch Doctor Who, bro. There's a Doctor Who episode with Van Gogh, and it's incredible. It is.
I've seen clips of it on TikTok.
It's so
good.
And
when you see him cry, like, that got me, man.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so incredible. I love the idea of, like, of people dying and not knowing the impact of their lives and until they, like, come, and then, like, they see it in, like, a futuristic sci-fi way, or, like, oh, you know, someone took them back in time, or, like, you know, an angel comes and shows them, like something supernatural or sci-fi, where they get to see the impact of their life. I love that. That's one of my favorite tropes. I'm a big fan of that.
So you should start with the Ninth Doctor, right?
If you have the will to get through the Ninth Doctor, I think it's worth starting with the Ninth Doctor. But the Ninth Doctor is only there for one season, so he's gone pretty quick. And then you get David Tennant, and the David Tennant episodes are great. He is probably one of the best doctors, and you'll really, really start loving the show. Then Matt Smith comes in, and you're like, the storylines get so complex and they get so incredible. And he does such a great job of bringing like a youthful energy, but also like this badassness to the doctor. And it's incredible. And then Peter Capaldi comes in and he just has this like sarcastic wit to him. That's just like really fun because you're no longer in like, the doctor and the girl going to get together. And there's none of that because he's just an old man and he's sassy and he is like sarcastic. So it's this other like side of the doctor. And what usually happens is like you get a new doctor, you don't like them, you get used to them, you start loving them. And then by the time you love them, it's time for them to go. And you're like, I don't want you to go. So it's a great thing. And our newest doctor is the second Black Doctor that we have. Even though technically he's the first Black Doctor we had, they did a little timey-wimey stuff where like he may not be the first Black Doctor.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I'm in.
It's so good, bro. It's so good. And I believe it's all on BBC, HBO Max, and Disney Plus. So it's like you can find it everywhere.
Yay.
Yeah. So that stuff is cool. Yeah, that'll be really cool. We just got to figure out what day we're going to do Squid Game, what day we're going to do Godzilla, and what day we're going to do Scott Pilgrim. And then we'll do a Doctor Who, which you I don't know. You can be a producer on that one, but we'll probably do a Doctor Who episode. They just came out with the 3-day special, which you could probably sit in on because like by the time you get to this episode, you'll like forget all about it.
That sounds about right. Yep.
Yeah, that's about right. Some news for The Bachelor. Katie and John Henry also have broken up. So basically, everyone from this season of Bachelor in Paradise has broken up officially. Love is dead.
What a waste.
What a waste. Just garbage season. We got to find more reality shows to watch because I am losing interest in The Bachelor. But I know there's like Temptation Island, F-Boy Island. There's a bunch of island shows, and I don't know which one is the good one because all their names sound so similar.
Yeah, y'all on TikTok and Instagram, let Neebs know.
Let me know.
One, I'm not going to watch it, but he will watch it and I will react to it.
I will watch it, but I need to know which one is the good one. Is it the F-Boy Island? Is it Temptation Island? Which one is it? Which one is the good one, right? So let me know, and I will start watching that. We'll cover it. I think that'll be fun. I'm all about the drama. The only reality show we're watching at the moment is Squid Games, and that one ended. And that's another one where I'm just like, God, they made a show about the dangers and harm of consumerism and capitalism and how it leads people to do things out of desperation that are out of character. So they made a reality show about that. And now we're consuming it. It's wild to be in this situation and just like, you know, like you're watching these shows and you're like, this is so bad. But then you're like, this is so good.
Right? Reality TV. Capitalism always wins.
So Brown Boy Wonder says F-Boy Island is the one that's good. All right. So I will check out F-Boy Island. I'll start from this season and work my way from there. And then, we'll see. Also, Brown Boy Wonder, we will have you on for Godzilla Minus One. I try to get some people of Japanese descent to come on for Godzilla -1, but I could not find any. So if you know anybody who's Japanese and has seen this movie,
well, it's not that you couldn't find anybody; they were busy.
well, I mean, sure, but other than that, I don't have anything else. That's coming up, so we'll have to figure out as new stuff come up. We'll find new stories and new stuff to talk about. I definitely want to see Iron Claw, so Iron Claw is a good one that we'll check out. Let me see what's coming out this week. What movies are coming out this week?
Yeah, I mean, we could do that Studio Ghibli movie, The Boy and the Heron.
Oh, is that a Studio Ghibli movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, Aquaman is coming out. Are we doing Aquaman?
It's Amber Heard.
Yeah, but I hear she's barely in it.
Okay, maybe.
Like it's one of those things, like, yeah, like, are we boycotting things where people are like, they have minor roles? Like, where's the line? Is my question. It's like, it gets complicated. Like, Amber Heard.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Like, Amber Heard is barely in the movie. They took out all her scenes. Like, I don't know, like, is it fair for the rest of the cast to suffer? Like, for The Flash, I understand. He was the main character, yeah. And they wouldn't recast him. Amber Heard, like, they did what they could. They took her out as much as they could. I don't know. Was she even in the trailer? I don't even know if I saw her in the trailer.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hey, what's up? Just Harry Snapshots. What's going on? We're talking about Aquaman. If we're gonna watch it, I don't know. I think we should probably cover Aquaman. There's another show, movie coming out, Anyone But You, with Sydney Sweeney. Okay. That one is not bad. Yo, I heard she got bit by a real spider while filming that movie, and nobody believed her when she got bit because they thought she was acting.
That's funny.
No, it was very dramatic. I saw the video. It was really sad.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy. No, man. That's crazy. What else we got coming out this week? City of Love, I haven't heard. Jester, which is a horror movie. I think that's pretty interesting. And I think that's it. I think those are all the movies that are coming out this week.
Okay. No, let's do The Boy and the Heron. Like,
yeah. Wonka came out last week, which we said we weren't going to cover because Timothée Chalamet was doing jokes about Hamas. So we're like, all right, yep. We're not doing that one. Trolls is out. The Hunger Games is still out. Wish is still out, but that's Disney. So, you know, whatever you want to do with that. Well, technically, it's not Marvel. It's Disney. So I think that's still on the pressure list. The Boy and the Heron, Napoleon, like, I don't know, the Napoleon theme is kind of lame to me. Like, I don't know, I wasn't super into it. And then Poor Things, which has Rami Malek in it, and Emma Stone, and Mark Ruffalo, which I think looks really good.
We definitely do that one for sure.
You know, Jazz, you know what we can do? We can go through the Golden Globes. You want to go through like Golden Globe nominees?
What's that? I'm kidding.
I'm like, Jazz, you don't know what the Golden Globes are?
Nope.
All right. Let's go through it. That's cool. Let's do the Golden Globe stuff. Let's see who's nominated and see what who should win and who shouldn't. Let's check it out. Golden Globe nominations 2024. Let's do it. Complete list. All right. Let me pull this bad boy up.
I can't believe you almost believed that for a second.
I don't know, Jazz. You've been saying some weird shit lately, and you were sick, so I don't know. All right. Best Motion Picture Drama. The nominees are Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest, and The Anatomy of Fall. So two A24 movies, one Netflix movie, Apple, and one Universal.
Yeah, A24 will always be one of them. you know, the Fantastic Studio. They were one of the first studios that were like, hey, we're going to continue filming and we will retroactively agree to whatever the strike, both of them, you know, whatever they agree to, the studio would abide by it retroactively. So, you know, A24 is great and I'm glad to see they're getting the recognition they deserve.
I don't understand why more studios didn't do that. That makes so much sense to me. Cause like,
yeah, right. What, it's brilliant. Like it's easy. Like,
yeah,
but you know, whatever,
whatever. All right. I really do think Oppenheimer is a contender for that. Cause you know, Christopher Nolan has been working his way to an Oscar for a long, long time and he hasn't gotten one yet. And, he may get it.
Yeah, but don't count out Killers of the Flower Moon, you know, DiCaprio, De Niro. Like.
Yeah, that's true also. That is also true. So we'll see. Best picture for a musical or comedy? Barbie, Poor Things, American Fiction, The Holdovers, May December, and Air. So weird that Air got musical or comedy. It's basically a drama. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did this because the drama was like already so packed that this may have just been a way to help them out. So,
yeah,
but I don't think Barbie is like going to lose. So
I don't think Barbie's going to win.
You don't think so? No,
because they created a whole new category for Barbie. Did you see that? There is a category for best, it's a new category that they came out. It'll probably come up soon. I'll talk about it. We'll get to it when we get to it. Best director, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Greta Gerwig for Barbie, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Celine Song for Past Lives. I think for this one, it'll probably be Scorsese or Nolan. I don't know. Right? I think it's got to be those two. Let's see. Best screenplay for motion pictures. Barbie for Greta Gerwig. Poor Things. Tony McNamara. Oppenheimer for Christopher Nolan. Flowers. Killers of the Flower Moon. Eric Roth. Martin Scorsese. Past Lives. Celine Song. Anatomy of a Fall. Justine Theriot. That's a pretty decent one, too. I could see Killers of the Flower Moon taking this one too, or Poor Things. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. This one, like, they're all up there, which is like, a good problem to have for movies. So I don't know, man.
There is a problem with Maestro. I'm not like, Bradley Cooper was nominated. They do this thing where they're being called out for being anti-Semitic. They give Bradley Cooper this prosthetic nose. And then when you look at the pictures of the actual guy, his nose isn't that big. Like, it's an exaggerated, really long prosthetic nose on a Jewish character by a non-Jewish actor.
That's problematic.
Right?
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, no. They should not win. Maestro shouldn't win anything then.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I'm not really supporting Maestro because of that. Yeah. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture or drama, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of the Flower Moon, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers, Barry Cogan for Saltburn. I'm surprised Saltburn got in here. A lot of people said Saltburn was a very interesting movie. They really liked it. I did not get a chance to see it. I think it just came out like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what that one would be. I also haven't seen Rustin, so I don't know. I need to watch those before I can give you a accurate answer. But you know, Colman Domingo's cool. I would love to see him win something.
Should we watch all of these movies before the Golden Globes? When are the Golden Globes?
I have no idea, dude.
I don't know either. All right. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Carey Mulligan for Maestro. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of Fall. Annette Bening for Nayed. Greta Lee for Past Lives and Kaylee Spaney for Priscilla. I would love to see Lily Gladstone take this for Killers of the Flower Moon.
I would love that too, actually.
That'd be really cool. Love to see that. Especially mm-hmm. since you know, like, the history of the Academy Awards with, I forget who was the actor, but then Marlon Brando, who brought out a Native American woman to talk about, to accept an award, I believe, on his behalf. And people got really mad about it to the point where John Wayne was trying to fight her.
Wow.
Yeah. It was insane.
All right. Let's hope they can correct history here then.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. Best performance. Oh, that was picture drama. This is a musical or comedy. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple. Jennifer Lawrence for No Hard Feelings. Wow, how did that get in here? They just love Jennifer Lawrence, bro. They love her. She is a darling to the Hollywood elite. Because that's like, this is like a regular comedy. It wasn't that special. I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess you're looking at just one character and how well they did. So
I don't find her to be that great of an actress, to be honest with you. I don't.
I need to go watch Hunger Games because I loved her in Hunger Games. But beyond that, yeah, you're right.
But like in Hunger Games, she's an action star. Like she's not like.
That's true.
Like what? Like I don't know. I don't know. It's just not a big fan. Emma Stone does a good job in Poor Things. Margot Robbie and Barbie probably will not win. Natalie Portman in May December is a good one. Alma Poisty for Fallen Leaves. I have not seen that. But Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple is a good pick. And I think she is definitely there. This one, best performance by an actor in a motion picture. Nicolas Cage for A Dream Scenario. Nicolas Cage is one of those actors who you're like, is he a good actor or is he a good actor? There is an entire episode on Community where Abed takes a class on Nicolas Cage to try to understand if Nicolas Cage is a good actor or not. Because this man makes some amazing movies, but he also makes some amazing flops. And it's just so funny.
What, are we going to not talk about Superman as Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, which, oh God, that was
sorry, Nicolas Cage as Superman.
Nicolas Cage in Superman in The Flash was so trash.
Just 10 out of 10. I loved it.
No, he said he didn't even film. He, like, what he saw wasn't even what he filmed. They just AI'd the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Never mind. No, because, like, that whole timeline that could have happened would have been hilarious. And then seeing The Flash, I'm like, ha. They did a callback to that.
Yeah.
But it was just AI and he's not like actually there.
He said he went in there and filmed it. But what they made him do on the screen was not him. He was like, I didn't do any of those movements. I didn't do any of those scenes. So like.
That sucks.
He's like, I don't know what to tell you. Freaking AI. All right. Timothée Chalamet for Wonka. Like Timothée Chalamet is another one who like everybody is up his ass. I don't see it. I saw him in Dune and I don't think he brought anything special to that character in Dune. And I saw him in Look Up. I didn't think he was that special there. I don't know. I'm not a big Timothée Chalamet fan. I don't know.
You're biased.
I guess. I am too, but... No, but like those movies came out like way before his controversy. Like I just didn't like him in Dune. I just didn't think he did a good job.
I thought he did all right.
All right. Then we got... Matt Damon in Air, which, you know, Matt Damon. I love Matt Damon, so it's great.
Everybody loves Matt Damon.
Paul Giamatti in The Holdover. Paul Giamatti is always good. Joaquin Phoenix in
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin.
Joaquin. He's French now?
Yeah. I mean, he did Napoleon, right? Beau is Afraid. And Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Jeffrey Wright's probably going to take that. I heard American Fiction is great. I think it just came out last week. I heard it's so good.
I do need to go see that.
Yeah, people are like, the interesting thing about that movie is the people that like that movie is making fun of are not going to realize that they're the ones that are being made fun of.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's a lot of comments. You haven't been sharing all these comments.
Oh, my bad. I was looking at the list.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Yeah, Ironclaw needs to win something. Saltburn was boring. Golden Globes is March 12th.
Oh, we got time. We could watch all these movies by the time the Golden Globes comes around.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Silver Linings Playbook. Silver Linings Playbook was pretty good. I did like that.
Is it an old movie?
No, it's not that old.
Hmm.
I mean, it depends on what you consider old. Brown Boy Wonder says Saltburn was boring. The last 10 minutes of the movie are the only exciting part. Okay. It sounded like a lot like The Menu to me when someone described it. And I was like, all right, cool. Interesting. All right. All right. I'm going to go back to full screen mode. All right. Let's see what else we got. Best supporting actor for a motion picture. William Dafoe for Poor Things. Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling for Barbie. Charles Melton for May December, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. That's a stacked
list. That is a very tough list.
That is a stacked list. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know who could win that one. Like, it could be anybody.
It'd be interesting for Robert Downey Jr. to win. Because when else will he win? I don't know how many other opportunities he has, but I don't know.
I mean, he was great in Oppenheimer, like that twist in the third act. Like,
yeah, he was fantastic in that movie. He definitely was fantastic.
Yeah, but also Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things was just so good. Like, yeah, I don't know who to go with here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, the only one I wouldn't agree to would be Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling for Barbie is like...
Not that there's anything wrong with Ryan Gosling himself. It's just that anybody could have played that role and done just as well as he did.
Look, man, Barbie was a great movie. I said a lot of good things about it, but it's surface level. Like, it wasn't like incredible acting. Like, Margot Robbie, I think, does a great job. Everyone on there does a great job, but it's not like.
No, that's my thing. Like, I think Ryan Gosling, like, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Just in the Barbie movie, like, you could replace Ryan Gosling with any other person and it would have been just as good.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of other Kens in there for in general. You can just replace them.
Exactly. Like, got Simu Liu in there. You got all of them could have been the main character. It would have been fine.
I could see Simu Liu being the main Ken, to be honest. Like,
yeah, anybody could do that role. So, like,
yeah.
Which is not Ryan Gosling's fault. Like, this is not a thing on him. It's just the way it happened to be.
Yeah. All right. Next thing, got best supporting actress in a motion picture: Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Jodie Foster for Naiad, Julianne Moore for May December, Rosamund Pike for Saltburn, and Devine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
This is a stack list too.
That is a stack list also. Very stacked. Right?
Like, yeah. Danielle Brooks was fantastic. I mean, Emily Blunt is always great. I haven't seen Saltburn. Like, yeah, I don't know. This one could have been anybody.
Yeah. Someone said Ruffalo Crowe should have been nominated for The Pope's Exorcist. He was iconic in that. Ryan Gosling with the upset. All right. Well, we'll see if Ryan Gosling gets the upset. All right. Let's see. And best television series. All right. 1923 for Paramount. Ah, they're a sponsor of ours. So shout out to 1923 Paramount. They did sponsor us. They gave us a movie and we promoted them and they gave me a bunch of stuff. The Crown on Netflix. The Diplomat also on Netflix. The Last of Us on HBO. The Morning Show on Apple TV and Succession. Dude, I think Succession is going to take a lot of
I agree. I was gonna say this is like, as much as I love The Last of Us, as much as I love 1923, even The Morning Show, I think Succession was just phenomenal.
Yeah, Succession's gonna take that. Best television series for a musical comedy: The Bear, Ted Lasso, Abbott Elementary, Jury Duty. That's weird. I haven't even seen
Jury Duty.
Only Murders in the Building, and then Barry. So Jury Duty is not a TV show. It's a reality TV show. It's a prank show, basically.
Oh.
It's such a strange category to be in. Best television series, musical, or comedy.
I guess it would be comedy if it's like, it fits that criteria.
But it's unscripted. I don't think Jury Duty should be in there. That's so weird. Unless you're telling us everything in Jury Duty was fake.
I mean, would you be surprised?
I would be surprised. I would be so mad. So people that don't know, Jury Duty is a show where a guy goes on jury duty and he thinks that they're doing a documentary about jury duty. But the truth is they're doing a prank show on him in the style of what's that Jim Carrey movie? The Truman Show. So basically everyone from the judge to the plaintiff to the defendant to the jury to the bailiff are all actors, even down to the security guard that does the metal detectors. They're all actors, everyone except for him.
Wow.
And he has to get put in these situations where he has to do like the right thing or the wrong thing, and like he has to make these tough choices, and people are kind of stringing him in the bad direction, in the good direction. People are flirting with him. People are flirting with each other. And he just has to react to all these things happening that are bizarre and wild. And it's a great show. It is a great show, a feel-good show. James Marsden is in it. He is Cyclops is in this freaking movie, in the show. But he is pretending to be an actor who's on jury duty. Like, it's so funny. It's only a few episodes. It's on Amazon. Jury Duty is so funny. I highly recommend it. Should it get an award? I think so. But should it be in this category? I do not think so.
Okay, that's fair. Who do you think takes this one? Because I'm leaning...
The Bear. I think it's between The Bear and Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, that's... I was going to say either Abbott Elementary or The Bear. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. The Bear is so good. I don't know if you watched The Bear, but The Bear is a vibe.
Like, I have watched it.
It's such a good show.
Yeah.
Carlos, who is a friend of the show, got me onto it, and it's fantastic. It's so
interesting. That's who recommended it to me as well.
Really? Freaking Carlos.
Shout out to Carlos. We love you, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of the show Barry. I find it to be a little Islamophobic, to be honest with you. It's a decent show, but like they go back to his backstory about him being in Iraq and him, you know, they're using the war and the death of 100,000 Iraqis to basically push this guy's character development storyline, which like it's like it just makes me feel gross. I don't like it. I stopped watching Barry after season two. Season one didn't really dive into it, but season two went into it quite a bit. And you're supposed to feel bad for this like hitman after all the terrible shit he did to Iraqis. Like it got icky for me. Like the show gave me the ick after that.
I haven't watched either season one or season two of it, so I have no context, but if that's the case, I'm probably better off not watching it.
Yeah, I would recommend not watching Barry. Yeah,
but I have seen Only Murders in the Building. It's funny, but probably not the best. Ted Lasso, I love, but...
Not this season. I don't think this season deserved an award. It was a great way to end it, but it's not a great season. Like,
correct, yeah. Like, yeah. Overall, the show's fantastic, but... Yeah.
I agree. Hard agree. All right. Yeah. Some people in the comments saying The Bear for the win for sure. that's pretty good. All right. So then we got best performance by an actor in a television series or drama. We got Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us. Pedro Pascal can't do no wrong. Kieran Culkin for Succession. Jeremy Strong for Succession. Brian Cox for Succession. Gary Oldman for Slow Horses and Dominic West for The Crown. That's a lot of Succession on there.
Yeah, so Bravo, I wonder saying if you continue with Barry, Barry is not the protagonist or the hero. Okay.
Interesting. I guess like I gave up at season two because he was the hero and the protagonist. So I don't okay, maybe. All right, maybe it will give Barry a second shot. I don't know.
But as for best performance by a male actor in a television series, I mean, Jeremy Strong.
I think so too. Normally I would go with Brian Cox. I think Brian Cox like owns that show. Everything he does is fantastic. Also he's pro-Palestine, so shout out to him. But in the last season he was dead for half of it.
Right, yeah. That's the only reason I'm leaning toward Jeremy Strong, but yeah.
Yeah. So because of that, I think I would go with Jeremy Strong. Kieran Culkin wouldn't be a bad thing either. Kieran Culkin is actually really good. I really liked him in Scott Pilgrim, and I like him in Succession. I think he does a really good job. But yeah, I think Jeremy Strong is going to take it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Best performance by an actress in television series. Helen Mirren in 1923. Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us. That is a very young person to be nominated for Golden Globe. Kerry Russell for The Diplomat, Sarah Snook for Succession, Imelda Stanton for The Crown, and Emma Stone for The Curse. That's a stack list too.
That is a stack list. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that could go any which way, man.
Yeah. Someone says, shout out to Coxing Wolverine in X-Men 2. Oh, yeah, he was in Wolverine. Yeah, he was in X-Men 2. He was the main bad guy. Big fan of Brian. I think he's great. All right, let's see what else we got. Best actor in a TV series and musical. Bill Hader for Barry. Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building. Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building. Jason Segel for Shrinking. Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. I really think Jeremy Allen White should take that. I think he's so good in The Bear. Like, he kills it in that show.
Done.
Yeah, he's so good in that. He's also in Iron Claw, which I'm telling people to watch.
Yeah, I mean, for me here, Jason Sudeikis, I mean, Ted Lasso, always a place in my heart, but the season wasn't top-notch.
Yeah.
You know, Martin Short and Steve Martin in Only Murders in the Building. They are hilarious.
Damn, I need to watch that. We're kind of mad at Selena Gomez right now, but I heard this is it's a good show.
It's a good show, man. My sister got me hooked on it. So,
yeah.
You know, those two specifically are really funny. But yeah, no, if it's going to be The Bear, yeah, Jeremy Allen White.
All right.
And he's the guy from Shameless, right?
Yeah. Okay, he is. All right. Next, we got Best Supporting Actor in Television. Billy Crudup, The Morning Show. Matthew McFadden, Succession. James Marsden, Jury Duty. That is so funny to me. Eben Moss, Bachrach, The Bear. Alan Rook, Succession. And Alexander Skarsgård for Succession. I don't think Alexander Skarsgård should get it for Succession. I feel like he was just in it for like one or two episodes. But Matthew McFadden, maybe. I thought he did a pretty decent job. James Marsden, to get this for Jury Duty would be so funny to me if that happened. Like, the only actor who's acting in a unscripted reality show.
You know what? Let's do it for the memes. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, that would be so funny. Cyclops. Best Supporting Actress Television. Elizabeth Debicki, The Crown. Abby Elliott, The Bear. Abby Elliott, The Bear. Wow. I don't agree with that one. Christina Ricci, Yellowjacket. J. Smith Cameron, Succession. Meryl Streep, Only Murders in the Building. And Hannah Waddingham in Ted Lasso. The reason I said Abby Elliott plays the sister, Nat.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like there's other supporting actresses on that show that should have got it over her. Like, there is the
I'll cook, agree with that. Yeah,
right, there's the cook who was whatchamacallit, she's the old lady, she was the I forgot her name, but like I think her name was like Rhea or something. She was so good. She had a whole episode dedicated to her, and I thought it was really good where she goes and she learns things at this like new school. I don't know. I think she should have gotten it. But yeah. Oh well.
I can totally see J. Smith Cameron or Meryl Streep taking this. So
Meryl Streep has never, like, Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep. That's gonna be hard to not give it to Meryl Streep.
Exactly.
Limited series anthology, Beef, Lessons in Chemistry, J.D. Jones the Sixth, All the Lights We Cannot See, Fellow Travelers, Fargo. All the Lights We Cannot See, I read this book back in the day, and it's such a sad book, bro. It's about like a blind girl in like
Don't say it. I'm about to cry.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
It is very sad.
Yeah. I didn't watch the show or the movie because of that reason. I thought it was so sad.
Yeah, no, I read that book. It's just tragic.
Yeah. Best performance by an actor in a limited series or anthology. Matt Boomer in Fellow Travelers. Sam Claflin in Daisy Jones and Six, John Hamm in Fargo, Woody Harrelson in White House Plumber, Woody Harrelson, also pro-Palestine, David Oyelowo in Lawmen, Bass Reeves, and Steven Yeun in Beef. That's a tough one.
This is a stack list as well.
Yeah. Best performance by an actress in limited series anthology or motion picture. Riley Q in Daisy Jones and Six. Brie Larson in Lessons in Chemistry. Elizabeth Olsen in Love and Death. Juno Temple in Fargo. Rachel Weisz in Dead Ringer. And Ali Wong in Beef. I really could see Elizabeth Olsen taking this. I heard she is amazing in Love and Death. Like, there is so much good stuff. People are like, yo, she doesn't need the MCU. The MCU needs her because she is doing so good on this show that she never needs to make another Marvel movie ever again.
Correct. Like, she's so talented. Like,
yeah. Oh, I like this one. Best original score. We got Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Zone of Interest, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and The Boy and Heron. Damn.
Okay. I'm going to go see The Boy and the Heron tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I've heard it, just the music in that movie is supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, the movie in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was fantastic. I mean,
that is true.
Oppenheimer, like, had like a whole symphony playing. I thought that was really cool. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, we got some comments on Instagram. Your Smith Shaw says, why was the Marvels hated so unfairly? Oh, well, I don't know. That doesn't have anything to do with Golden Globes. But yeah, I mean, why do you think, man? Three female leads, two of them of color, director also being a black woman to do one of the biggest movies. Not a big surprise there.
But also, like, the strike happened. They weren't allowed to market it. And then Marvel had so many flops back to back that people were kind of burned out. Didn't want to see another one where they were like already predisposed to hating it based on all like these, you know, stupid newspapers or like whatever. Like, they were saying, oh, it's going to flop. It's going to suck, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you don't give a movie a fair shot like that, like, screw you.
Yay, Glacius says Jury Duty was good. Yep. He also agrees. So cool. That's good. All right. I don't know, man. These scores are so good. Oppenheimer also has an amazing score. Like,
it does, yeah.
So good. All right. Best picture non-English. Anatomy of a Fall, Fallen Leaves. Let me see the countries too. Anatomy of a Fall, France. Fallen Leaves, Finland. Il Capitano, Italy.
Lo Capitano.
Lo Capitano. Wow, it looks like an eye. Okay. Past Lives, United States. Okay. Society of the Snow, Netflix, and The Zone of Interest, A24, United Kingdom. What language are the ones from the United States in? What, Past Lives is in a different language?
I don't know.
And The Zone of Interest is also in United Kingdom. By the way, speaking of A24 movies, you know A24 has a new movie coming out called Civil War, where it's like a modern civil war happening in the U.S. and like what would happen? It's so...
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That is... What do you mean that would be cool?
The movie. Like,
the movie. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, dude.
I was like, God damn it, Jess. We know you're from Texas and you're always trying to succeed from the union, but God damn it.
You know, funny story. Legally, we're not even allowed to do that. Like, that's just a rumor.
Yeah.
After the first Civil War, we lost that right. So all these people are saying, oh, we got to secede. Like, no, we can't. No state in the union has the right to secede ever. So...
That's so funny. I've always heard that, but I never really I never really.
Yeah, we're not allowed to. We lost that right in the Civil War. So, like, I don't know why people keep talking about it like they can do it. Like, no, you're just ignoring history at that point.
That's so funny. All right, best original song.
Not surprising, but
best original song. Barbie, What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish. Barbie Again, Dance the Night with Dua Lipa. She Came to Me, Addicted to Romance by Bruce Springsteen. The Super Mario movie, Peaches. Barbie Again, I'm Just Ken by Mark Ronson and Andrew White. And Rustin, Road to Freedom by Lenny Kravitz. Yo, there's no way Barbie is not taking this because it's in like four categories.
Yeah.
There's four
Dance
Barbie
the Night types. Probably will take it. Like, let's just be honest.
You don't think I'm Just Ken will do it? Like, that was the earworm of, like, the summer.
It was. But knowing the way they go with these, I wouldn't be surprised if Dance for the Night takes it.
That's
Dance
cool. We love Dua Lipa. I would admit for that. Dua Lipa, also, Poor Palestine. So, yes, we can do that. Best Motion Picture Animated, The Boy and the Heron. That's already nominated. Damn, that's crazy that it just came out.
Yeah, The Boy and the Heron came out, like, what, last week, week before?
Yeah. Elementals. Again, Elementals was amazing. We did a whole episode on it. So if you have watched Elementals, go back and watch our podcast. We do a great job of breaking it down and recapping it and talking about all the stories of color. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Damn, if that's not one of the best animated movies, I don't know what to tell you. Super Mario Brothers. Look, Super Mario Brothers did great. I don't think this is a standout. Like, I'm sorry. Super Mario Brothers is now on Netflix. I have had no desire to rewatch it. Across the Spider-Verse, I rewatched like three or four times. Like,
I mean, yeah, Super Mario Brothers was a fun. You know, Elemental was great, but that'd be like a movie I'd watch maybe once or twice only.
Yeah.
The Boy and the Heron, we're going to find out tomorrow. But Across Spider-Verse, like,
yeah.
Oh my God. The way they like animated different characters at different like frame rates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's never been done before. And every little detail they pay attention to. Like, I think Spider-Man takes this one.
The thing is, Spider-Man did something that no other animation studio does, because animation studios have rules on how they do things. And Spider-Man purposely broke these rules to
every
make
single
them
one.
To make these characters look even cooler. Like, Spider-Punk was done in like a frame rate that's like never been done before, because it doesn't make sense to do it in that frame rate, but for that character it made sense, and it's just fantastic. Like, you have to understand the rules to be able to break them and make it work, and they understood the rules and broke them accordingly. And I think Spider-Man should take it. I think
Hobie, right?
Hobie.
Spider-Punk. He was animated at 1/3 the frame rate of everybody else.
Yeah.
And then they mixed it, the frame rates in the middle, just because, like, hey, we're not going to be consistent about this. Like, fuck you guys. Like, it was just so good.
It's so good.
Which is so on brand for his character. He didn't care about the rules either. So, like,
yeah, because he's a nonconformist. So he didn't conform to the rules of like animation. I get it. I love it. It's so good. Yeah.
So right. I think Spider-Man takes that one.
But it'll be a robbery if Spider-Man doesn't take it. That's what I'm saying. Best performance in a stand-up comedy. Yo, I have beef with this shit. Ricky Gervais, whatever. Trevor Noah, great. Chris Rock, okay. Amy Schumer. Amy, I steal jokes for a living, and I am pro-genocide. Schumer is nominated. Sarah, I believe in, you know, transfer of punishment and collective punishment. Silverman, also nominated. And then Wanda Sykes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Someone can post something saying genocide is bad, and they get pulled off of Scream 7. And then these two ladies can say the most vile shit, and they get nominated for the Golden Globes after they said all this vile shit.
Yeah. No comment on this whole category.
Yeah.
Like, the only decent person here, the two would be like Wanda Sykes, Trevor Noah, but like,
yeah. Like,
if 2/3 of your shit is bad for a good reason.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Also, Amy Schumer literally steals jokes all the time. Like, so I don't even understand how she would, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. All right. So this is the new category that I want to talk about. Cinematic box office achievement. I believe they made this category specifically for the Barbie movie. There's no way the Barbie movie doesn't take this one.
I would actually argue Taylor Swift takes this one.
Ooh, because Taylor Swift is nominated. You're right. So is Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy, John Wick Chapter 4, Mission Impossible, Oppenheimer, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, The Super Mario Brothers, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour?
I will tell you, I think it's Taylor Swift.
Really?
And here's why. Here's why. Taylor Swift didn't go to a distributor to get this movie in theaters. They did it themselves. And every theater was like, yes. Like, every theater company was like, yes, we will do this movie without a distributor. Which is something that's never been done before, right?
Yeah.
And how many times this movie has sold out is just mind-blowing, right? So not only did she make a shit ton of money off of the Eras Tour movie, but she has upended the way Hollywood has done movies, like, in theaters. So I think she takes this.
I cannot disagree with that. But also, like, Barbenheimer took the world by storm this summer.
But that's the thing. It was Barbie and Oppenheimer, and people just watched it back to back just for the, like, the fun of it.
For the memes.
But if you were looking at the individual movies, Taylor Swift did more.
I can't argue with that. I think that's a solid case.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift takes it.
The thing is, like, when I think of this nomination, the first thing that comes to my mind is Barbie. But if you make an argument and lay it out like that, I could say Taylor Swift getting a Golden Globe is wild.
I mean, it was bound to happen. Like, she's gonna be an EGOT one day. Like, I swear to God.
Yeah, that is possible. That is possible. She is rumored to be in the new Daredevil. Deadpool movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna say what character, but
again, I truly believe. Yeah, if it's not Taylor Swift, it's gonna be Barbie.
All right, I'm gonna get off full screen. I'm gonna see if there's any comments. Let's see. Someone says, why John Wick 4? I don't know. I don't know why John Wick 4, but it is. What about Queen Bee concert movie? Beyonce also had a thing. Someone says she'll get a Super Bowl ring before a concert. Yeah. Let's see.
That was really it.
Let's see. How many details in Spider-Man? Yeah. Dua Lipa for the win. Anatomy of the Fall used to be a pimp song by 50 Cent. It's pretty funny. And I wish Alice in Borderland was nominated. I hear a lot of good things about Alice in Borderland. So,
yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's all I got. That's all the nominees, man. We went through the Golden Globes. We weren't planning on going through the Golden Globes, but we did.
Yeah. I mean, we had nothing else going on, so that's cool.
All right. Well, let us know what you thought, man. Who do you think should win some of these cases? Who are you most excited to see win? Let us know. Answer in the Spotify, in Spotify, after every episode, there's like, hey, what do you think of this episode? Go in and fill it out. Don't forget to follow, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff, man. We got some good stuff coming up. We got Godzilla. We got Squid Game. We got Scott Pilgrim. We got Iron Claw. Possibly What If. We'll see. But that's all we got for today's episode. Jazz, anything you want to say before we go?
And that's all. Free Palestine.
All right, man. Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.